and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this rescreen episode of Spirited Away, the 2001 animated film written and directed by the great Hayao Miyazaki. Just got done rewatching the film and wanted to share some of my thoughts from when I saw it the first time, as well as my thoughts on this latest rewatch. So, the first time that I saw this film, I believe I was either in grad school or I was just out of grad school and I was living in Seattle. It was around that time period because I didn't see it in the theaters. I first saw it through rental on DVD, I believe it was. And so I was still kind of in my catching up on Miyazaki films. I mentioned earlier on the podcast how Princess Mononoke was the first Miyazaki film that I was introduced to. And I think this was the second one. Like I said, a lot of the other ones I got caught up with when I was living in Seattle. But this one, I think I saw kind of in that in-between time. Obviously this is the one that Miyazaki won for his one Academy Award. And obviously, as you've heard many times that I've spoken on, he's deserved many more. But this is the one that he won his Oscar for. And, you know, if you know me, you kind of know what this take that I'm about to give. If you haven't, then you might be a little surprised by this and might even consider it a hot take. But to me, Spirited Away is one of my lesser favorites, I guess, is a nice way of putting it. I really ranked this one of his films, of the Studio Ghibli films, in the middle of the pack to lower end, because I just, for some reason, to me, it just never was one that really clicked with. I obviously appreciate the film for its, you know, merits and for its, you know, technical prowess, its, you know, beautiful animation, everything with it. Obviously recognize that it's an Academy Award winning film. But for some reason, from the first time that I saw the film to several other rewatches, it just never really clicked with me as one of my favorites. There were so many other of his films that I would rank higher. And so going into this latest rewatch and seeing it on the big screen for the first time, I was curious, would my opinion of this film change? Would I view it differently seeing it on a big screen, or would my opinion of it stay the same? And so I was curious, and I went into it with an open mind, thinking, okay, maybe if I see it from a different perspective, seeing it on a big screen, see it in the theater, seeing it with a crowd of people, that, you know, maybe my opinion would change. And it did, to an extent. I will say that. I will say that I definitely come into it, you know, with a different perspective. And walking out of the theater, I feel like that I do appreciate the film in a different way. And I'll get into that here shortly. But if you don't know the story of the film or don't remember the film, it's about a 10-year-old girl named Chihiro who, her and her family are moving from one town to another town, and they're driving to their new home. And along the way, they get, you know, distracted and get sent off course, essentially. And they wander off into this spirit realm of sorts, and her parents get turned into pigs and leave essentially Chihiro alone in the spirit world. And she is kind of taken in by Haku, and who is a person, spirit person of that realm, who, you know, recognizes her and wants to get her back to the real world with her parents, back to normal. And so Chihiro essentially goes on this journey to essentially rescue her parents and rescue herself from this realm. And she comes across a wide variety of spirits and creatures and everything along her journey, and through the process of it, grows and matures throughout the journey. And that's really the premise of the film. Like I said, this film, it's beautiful. Like, seeing it on the big screen, like many of Miyazaki's films, it's fully appreciated on a big screen, because the animation is so beautiful. And again, you can see, even in, you know, this 2001 film, the leaps and bounds of the animation and the journey that it's taken from, you know, when you look all the way back from Nausicaa to Totoro to Porco Rosso to Mononoke to now Spirited Away, you see the evolution of the animation and how it's gotten more crisper, more, you know, refined, and, you know, you see it prevalently on the big screen, just how crystal clear some of the scenes are. And it's just the animation has always been a hallmark of Miyazaki, and how he just eloquently puts it on the screen so well. And you see it, you know, even in this film, and I feel like even 20 years later or so, it, you know, that the animation still holds up beautifully, and I would dare say even better than some modern day animation, because it's just, it's so well done, it's so well crafted. The story, which was always kind of the detriment to me of my fully enjoying it, I feel like this time around, I do appreciate the story more. I do like it a lot better than I think when I first saw the film. But I think the one hang-up that I have with the film, and it's the hang-up that I had from when I first saw the film to this latest rewatch, is Chihiro's parents are the worst. Like, they are literally the worst. They seemingly don't care about their daughter at all, and they basically treat her like she's not even there at times. And, you know, we basically get like very little interaction with them before they get turned into pigs, and obviously they're, you know, basically shuttled off screen left, stage left, for the majority of the film. And then when they come back, they haven't learned anything, they don't remember anything of what happened, and they're basically the same people as they were at the beginning of the film. And to me, I always just didn't like that, because I just felt like it just was a detriment to the story. And it almost, to me, would have been better off if it had been Chihiro who, you know, was the one that really needed to take that journey of learning. And it's not like she doesn't have that journey of learning. I think it's almost, for her, it's more of getting more, you know, courage, more self-awareness, more maturity, I think, is her journey. But it almost feels like at the beginning of the film, she's the smart one in knowing they probably shouldn't be in that place, they shouldn't be eating that stuff, and all that different stuff. And it, to me, if you look at all the other films from Miyazaki, the parents or the parental figures in the majority of the other films are not like Chihiro's parents at all. They are the wise ones, they're the loving and caring ones, they're the ones that give really good sage advice to the protagonists. You know, obviously you can look at My Neighbor Totoro is a prime example of this. Even Kiki's Delivery Service, the parents there are encouraging Kiki on her journey to becoming a witch. You know, all these different ones, even going way back to Nausicaa with the grandfather and how he was a positive influence on Nausicaa. There's so many examples of parents and parental figures who were good. And for me, I think that's why I always gave this one, you know, a notch or two down on my list, was because of the fact that it was almost just a departure from a lot of the other films in their connective tissue of what the story was and how it was told too. And so that always was a stickling point to me. It still is a stickling point, but I feel like the other parts of the story and seeing it on a big screen, I appreciate those parts more now, especially the one scene with Granny talking to Chihiro and telling her essentially that, you know, you never really forget something. It's sometimes it takes a while for memories to come back to you. And I feel like, you know, seeing it years later from when it first shown and when I first saw it, I think I really appreciate that part more because there, you know, in real life, there are those times when memories take a while to come back to you, and you remember people that you forgot in the past, and when it comes back to you, you have those fond memories again. And so that part of the film, I really appreciate it, and I think really kind of stood out to me the most in this rewatch was that. And I think that, at least to me, that's really the part that I take away from it. And I think going forward, I'll really kind of hold on to that part of the film, is memory and, you know, holding on to memories, and even when it takes time for them to come back, to appreciate them. Like I said, ranking this film, I think I still would put it middle tier of all Studio Ghibli films and probably on the bottom end of Miyazaki films. And I think that's a testament to Miyazaki himself, in that there are so many great films that he made that I love and cherish ahead of this one. And this is the one that won the Academy Award. So I think that, you know, I still argue that there were several films that he should have won Oscars on top of this one. That's always been a stickling point to me. But like I said, this film, it's cherished by a lot of people. It is well deserving of the credit that it gets. For me, like I said, it's a film that I enjoy, but there are other films that I would definitely have on rotation to watch ahead of this one. But it is a film that, you know, if you haven't seen it, I would recommend seeing it, because you need to see the film that Miyazaki won his Oscar for. I think that it, you know, for his achievement and for his credit that he richly deserves, he gets it for this film. And so therefore I recommend it just simply for that. And if you get a chance to see it on the big screen, that's really where I would highly recommend you do it, because it is beautiful to see on a big screen, just like all his films are. And I will always recommend, if you get to see a Miyazaki film, a Studio Ghibli film on a big screen, definitely take advantage of it. So that's my thoughts and memories of Spirited Away. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film. What are your memories of seeing it? What are your thoughts on it? I'd love to hear them. And you can share them with me anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, and Blue Sky as well, just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that follow button, hitting that like button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Play, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, just search us out, Screen Nerds Podcast, hit that subscribe button, leave a written review, hopefully leave a 5-star review, and share the podcast around. Would really appreciate it, and helps get the word out. So again, thanks for joining me for this rescreen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.